Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll relay some garden tips and farm news, along with reminding everyone of our Master Gardener educational meeting coming March 27th. But first, for today's Did You Know, that March is Kansas Ag Month. Let's celebrate the variety of career opportunities that are available in the field of agriculture. There are hundreds of different careers in agriculture, from agronomists, veterinarians, plant pathologists, and commodity brokers to bankers, engineers, broadcasters, and chemists, not to mention all the different careers on the production side of agriculture. Kansas is agriculture. In my community news, March is here, and I, for one, could not be more happier for the warmth and sunshine. In the field of agriculture, spring brings a new meeting and beginning. Cattlemen, farmers, and gardeners all get excited about this next season and have lots of activities to do in the next couple of months to get the year started off on the right foot. Hopefully, some of you have been preparing during the winter months to make the next month or two a little easier. If not, it's not too late to make plans for springtime projects. In my garden news, it's now time to be planting cool season vegetables in the garden. Remember to keep the garden small so growers don't become overwhelmed with the maintenance. Rhubarb can also be planted in mid-March and early April. For our lawns, spring seeding, while not as reliable as seeding in the fall, often can be successful during March and early April if the weather is favorable. The success lies in planting early so the seeds can become well established before the hot weather comes in June. When planted too late, the frequent watering required for young, immature grass plants during the summer encourages weeds and disease. Here are some tips for starting your garden and lawn out on the right foot. Testing your garden soil. Most gardeners think soil testing only determines nutrient deficiencies, but the tests also help gardeners understand whether the soil contains adequate nutrients. Basic tests check the soil's pH, as well as nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium levels. Soil should be tested every 3 to 5 years in established gardens. New gardens should be tested before planting, so any necessary amendments can be worked into the soil. To do so, take a sample from multiple locations in the garden. Samples should be taken at a depth between the surface and 8 inches, depending on the area being sampled. Next, mix the samples together to total 1 pint of soil and bring to our extension office, where we send it off to the K-State Soil Testing Lab for a fee. Results are then emailed back with recommendations needed to improve your growing medium. As seasoned gardeners know, good soil equals good plants. That's why soil testing is one of the keys to growing a healthy garden. Regular testing helps you better understand your soil and how you can improve it. In my farming news, our wheat fields are greening up nicely. Producers have been applying their spring fertilizers. There is some yellowing of the wheat, but most of it looks very good. Some of our wheat still looks above average for all the different weather patterns we have had leading up till now. Some oats have been planted, mostly for hay production, in late spring and early summer. Here at the Extension office, we are taking in several samples for testing each day from farmers and gardeners. In my Extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this next year's season. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, and small crafts. Anything homemade or homegrown. The dates of this year's market are every Saturday from the end of May through October. We must follow the rules by the Kansas Department of Agriculture. If interested in becoming a weekly vendor, contact McPherson County Extension at 620-241-1523. And on our extension calendar, the Master Gardener and Friends will be hosting an educational gardening program on March 27th, starting at 7 p.m. Deb Hagen from Bueller's Al's Lavender Patch will be our presenter. This educational program is open to everyone, so plan now to learn something new March 27th, starting at 7 p.m., right here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Monday.